kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I think nothing in the film is super explicit to some extent. And so I guess what I would like is for the audience to be instilled with a sense of freedom and autonomy and patience that extends beyond just the experience of watching the film, but hopefully that they can take with them after seeing the film.
Sa darating na Hunyo, bahagi ng Sydney Film Festival si Filipino filmmaker Rafael Manuel at kanyang pelikula na Filipiniana, kung saan binibigyang boses ang mga kwentong may malalim na ugnayan sa representasyon, kultura at paglalakbay sa Pilipinas. Bago makilala sa mundo ng pelikula, nagsimula si Rafael sa creative industry sa Pilipinas. Ngunit habang mas lumalalim ang kanyang karanasan, napagtanto niyang hindi advertising ang landas para sa kanya. Sa halip, mas nakita niya ang sarili sa digital communication at visual storytelling, isang direksyong kalaunan ay nagtulak sa kanya patungo sa paggawa ng pelikula.
I mean, I grew up in the Philippines, pero my background wasn't in film. I was always interested in stories and how people told them, but my background actually was in advertising. So after I graduated from Ateneo, I went straight into work and to advertising. I was a copywriter and then a creative director. But I knew quite quickly that advertising wasn't really for me. And so I kind of like was planning my escape from advertising already, like, you know, just 1-2 years in. And the film seemed like the next logical step because I really liked the medium of visual communication, visual and audio communication, and kind of the the reach of mass media. But I really didn't like the fact that I always had to sell other people's things. So I went to film school in London and kind of learned how to be more visual and how to better, I guess, master my craft of shaping stories visually and orally.
Mula sa mga personal na karanasan hanggang sa mga kwentong nakikita niya sa paligid, dito humuhugot si Rafael ng inspirasyon. Para sa kanya, ang pelikula ay hindi lamang sining. Isa rin itong paraan para mas maunawaan ng tao at lipunan.
I like a lot of the old films, you know, Lino Broca's films. In contemporary Philippine cinema, I mean, there's some Love Diaz films that I really, really love and I think are really, really special. With world cinema, I think there are a lot of parallels with Philippine society and with how I want to explore Philippine society and the Argentinian directors, specifically, let's say, Lucrecia Martel, and how she explores her society and the issues that she finds in her society through her cinematic language. So I would say something like La Cienaga is a very good, is a very influential film for me.
Kalaunan ay isinilang ang konsepto ng Filipiniana, isang pelikulang unti-unting nabuo mula sa mga ideya tungkol sa pagkakakilanlan, kasaysayan at mga karanasang Pilipino sa makabagong panahon.
It's so ingrained into me because I am Filipino. I mean, I grew up in the Philippines. I was in the Philippines till I was like 26 years old. And so it's just naturally what comes to me, writing stories about our country and about Filipino existence. I've been getting more and more, I guess, offers and opportunities to do films here in Europe. And for me, it's like I'm not sure how ready I am yet for that because in my gut, I'm Filipino. And I feel like, you know, the first couple of films, because Filipiniana is my debut film, it's my first long film. I feel like my first at least 2 or 3 films I want to do about the Philippines because it's what I know best, you know, and they say to write about what you know.
Bagamat isang international production, nananatiling buhay ang Filipino identity sa bawat detalye ng pelikula, mula sa tema, pananaw, hanggang sa emosyon na dala ng bawat eksena.
Okay, maybe it is a bit wrong to say that Filipiniana started as a short film because even before the short film, I actually wrote already the treatment for the feature, for the full length film. And it was because we weren't able to get the funding that we needed to get to do the full length film that I did the short film as a kind of proof of concept for the full length film. And so the question of why I felt like it needed to be a full length film, I guess the answer is that for me, it was always a full length film. The sad matter of like the state of the industry today is that, you know, because short films don't have like that great of like a monetary potential to them, you know, they're not that widely distributed. And for me, I think the themes, the issues, and the way I explore the themes and the issues in Filipiniana are so important to me. I want the biggest audience possible for these themes and these issues in the way that I tackle these themes and these issues.
Mas naging kakaiba rin ang proyekto dahil nakatrabaho ni Rafael ang mga creative mula sa iba't ibang bansa, nagdadala ng sari-saring perspektibo sa iisang kwento.
Yeah, it was by choice, you know. It's really, we were really patient and intentioned with the collaborators that we wanted to collaborate with for the feature. And so we really took our time in searching for the right people to work with and also to kind of build the, I guess, not just the financing structure and the creative structure, but kind of like the family of the film so that when we did make it, we were like the best possible place to release it.
Isa rin sa kapansin-pansin sa Filipiniana ang paggamit nito ng 4x3 frame, isang artistic choice na nagbigay ng visual experience para sa mga audience.
I had a lot of conversations with my dear collaborator, my cinematographer, Senya Patricia. And it's true that, you know, maybe like with, especially when shooting a golf course, like the first thing that comes to mind is to go anamorphic, to go really wide, you know, to get all the vast expanses of the greenery. But we're talking about how actually what you lose in width, you gain in verticality. And with verticality being a very useful tool for communicating power distance and power structures because of height. And like the depth, and like, you know, you can put things in the top of frame and things in the bottom of the frame. And 4x3 kind of like accentuates that even more. And so for us, it was a visual tool to communicate power relations.
Sa kanyang creative journey, naging mahalaga rin ang mentorship mula kay Zha Zhangke, isa sa mga kinikilalang filmmaker sa international cinema na nagbigay ng bagong pananaw sa kanyang proseso bilang isang direktor.
Yeah, it's a really amazing experience getting to be mentored by Zha Zhangke. He's one of my cinema heroes. I think how he captures kind of like China's industrial boom, but situating it from the point of view of the everyday man and like kind of being stuck in this kind of flurry of industrialization and of modernization is like something really, really, really beautiful. Like for me, one of his films is like one of like the masterpieces of like 21st century film cinema. It's called Still Life. Like I was fortunate enough to be on set with him and in the editing room with him for his last film, Caught by the Tides. And with Filipiniana, he actually came over for like a week, like while we were shooting. And he got to, you know, I got to show him a little bit like how we do things in the Philippines and how I direct as a filmmaker. And yeah, even this exchange is like very, very special to me.
Umaasa si Rafael na may maiuwing mas malalim na aral ang bawat manonood, hindi lamang tungkol sa kwento ng pelikula, kung hindi pati na rin sa sariling karanasan.
I think nothing in the film is super explicit to some extent. And so I guess what I would like is for the audience to be instilled with a sense of freedom and autonomy and patience. that extends beyond just the experience of watching the film, but hopefully that they can take with them after seeing the film.
At sa unang pagkakataon, mapapanood na rin ang Filipiniana sa Australia, isang kwentong posibleng makarelate lalo na sa mga migranteng Filipino.
It was really special to us. I don't think any of my previous films have played in Australia, so I think it's an introduction to the Australian market, the Australian audiences of my visual language of and like what interests me as a filmmaker. And so yeah, it's very exciting. We had their world premiere in Sundance and then a European premiere in Berlinale. And like slowly the rest of the world is getting to see it. And so I'm just really excited to hear the reception from the Australian market, from the Australian audiences. And I hope they enjoy the film. Also knowing that there's a Filipino community in Australia really means a lot to me because this is a film that I made for Filipinos. There's one character in the film that's a bit of a migrant herself, and I think a lot of Filipinos that move abroad will relate a lot to her character because she's designed that way. I mean, as I mentioned, we already screened the film beforehand at Sundance and in Berlin, and there are a lot of Filipinos in the States, and there are a lot of Filipinos in Germany. And our screenings in Sundance and in Berlin were packed with Filipinos who were traveling from all over the country, like in the States and all over Europe and in Berlin, just to see the film. And, you know, it was really special to me, like them staying even after the screening to ask me even more questions because there's so many, I guess, little nuances in the film that only Filipinos will get that make for an even deeper watch. I think people have a very particular view on what Philippine cinema should be. For better or for worse, a lot of their correlations or a lot of what they attach to Philippine cinema is can be related to a little bit poverty porn, for better or worse. And I think where Philippine cinema is headed now with the filmmakers, the Filipino filmmakers I know that are up and coming, and you know the films that are being released, even by masters such as Love Diaz, you can see that there's kind of like this shift of how we want the Philippines to be represented, to kind of take away this kind of gaze, which in many ways is a very Western gaze, a very orientalizing, a very exotic gaze of what the Philippines is, and kind of to reclaim it and kind of define what the Philippines is by our own terms, through Filipino terms. And I think that's very, very special.
Mapapanood ang Filipiniana bilang bahagi ng Sydney Film Festival ngayong Hunyo. Para sa screening schedules at karagdagang detalye, bisitahin ang official festival program. Martin Tuanyo, SBS, Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.